Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Thank you for joining us online at livingwellchurch.org and here in the house of the Lord in Dixon, Illinois. We're so happy to have you today. Pastor has a few announcements, and then Ella would like to come up as well.
Wonderful. In your bulletin, there is a little sheet of paper that is entitled The Work of the Nominating Committee. If you have that and would like to take a look at it, I'd just like to give you a moment to see that as we prepare for our election, which is next Sunday. So we have three stewards there and three trustees, potentially youth president, missions president, Sunday school, and then delegates to district assembly. And with your approval, we would be electing by plurality. So give you a moment to look at that, and if that looks good to you, I would entertain a motion to accept the work of the nominating committee. Okay. Second?
I second.
Second? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. There is also a, so we'll be having our election next Sunday during this time right here. There's also a sign-up sheet for Iron Sharpens Iron. It's a men's conference, and those guys who have went that I've talked to say that it is well worth your time, and I know that some are interested in that, in gaining more information, and you can do that by going to the website that is on the sign-up sheet. So be sure and visit that. We want to welcome those who are joining us online this morning. Thank you so much. It seems like nearly there's not a week that goes by that I don't find out indirectly that someone was joining us online and I didn't even know it. Recently, you know how you look down on people's Facebook pages, and all of a sudden I realized that there was a group that has been watching and joining us that I didn't even know has been there. So wonderful. It's always good to have you this, and especially good to have you this morning. Are you ready to worship? Let's worship him together, shall we?
Ella, would you please come up? Yep.
A few months ago, we passed out these boxes. This is an alabaster box, and we ask you to put offerings in it, and the offerings go to build hospitals and churches and and homes for the workers. So next, on the 26th, it's not next week, but the week after, the last week in February, we're going to be collecting these, so you can bring them back that day, please. And the other thing is, if you have a book, a missionary book, I'd like to get it back so I can pass it around, let other people read it, please. Thank you.
Sing joyfully to the Lord, you're righteous. You righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. We praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to him on the 10-string lyre. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. Will you all join us, please, stand and worship?
Sin and sadness, despite the
Joyful, we adore thee. As we move on to all hail the power of Jesus' name. What are you facing this week? What's standing in the way of you letting go and just praising Him? Why don't we identify what that is and give it to Jesus right now, shall we? Lord Jesus, we thank you for this morning. And Lord, if there's anything standing in the way of just our total release of praise to you. Lord, we refuse to give the devil a foothold in our life this morning. Instead, Lord, we desire to give you praise for everything, knowing that you're going to turn everything, even what feels really difficult this morning, knowing that you are going to turn everything for your honor and glory, and we're going to rest our souls there, Father. Thank you for what you've already done and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall, bringing forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, he ransomed from the fall. Hail him who saves you by his grace and every tribe, we join with them today.
Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball to him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. To him all majesty ascribe and crown.
These are but the outer fringe of his works. How faith, the whisper we hear of him. Who can we understand? Who then can understand the thunder of his power? Job 26:14.
Someday the earth will be just deafening with praise to God. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Won't it be something when he breaks through the clouds and returns to receive us. It's going to be a great day of praise. Amen.
Full of his glory. And then out of of Psalms. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, as we come before you in an attitude of worship, we praise you for the answered prayers we've prayed for our friends and family. You are so faithful. We thank you, Lord, for making your presence known as we walk through the spiritual battlefields of life. We thank you for continuing to make a way when we thought there was no way. And we thank you, Lord, for the peace that you've brought in the midst of turmoil. We thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do in each of our hearts. We ask you for your guidance as we step into this week with confidence. You know every need that is represented in our lives today. And we take great comfort in the fact that you will walk through it with us. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings you pour out on us. As we set our minds apart to hear your word this morning, help us be mindful of the Holy Spirit's nudgings and say yes to the work you want to do in our lives. Help us not only hear the word, but help us allow you to burn it into our hearts so we can become doers of the word. We ask you to speak to us regarding our friendships and what we need to do to maintain healthy relationships. Give us courage to forgive those who we feel have wronged us. Help us to have grace and compassion so that we cherish the relationships we have within the body of Christ. Help us to build each other up as we use your word as our guide. And let me read from Colossians 3:12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you have a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. We pray these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. You may be seated as the ushers make their way around to receive our morning tithes and offerings this morning.